This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at Kremlin today. The meeting focused on bilateral trade, economic cooperation, and upcoming high-level summits. Indian Ambassador to Russia Vinay Kumar and Joint Secretary ERS Mayank Singh were also part of the delegation. During the meeting, Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the strong and growing India-Russia partnership.
Our economic cooperation, trade, energy, fertilizers, nuclear, other dimensions as well. Overall, I think our economic cooperation has grown very significantly. Prime Minister Modi looks forward to meeting you at the SCO summit, then welcoming you in India for the BRICS summit, and in due course, as per your mutual convenience, having the annual summit. So we have a very strong picture of cooperation to present.
Earlier in the day, External Affairs Minister along with Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov co-chaired a meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow. Dr. Jaishankar reached Moscow yesterday on a two-day visit to Russia. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal arrived in Beijing on a two-day visit to China. He will take part in the 25th round of special representatives talks between the two countries on the boundary issue with his Chinese counterpart and foreign minister Wang Yi scheduled tomorrow. Announcing the special representatives talks at a media briefing today, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jia said Mr. Dobhal and Mr. Wang will have an in-depth discussion on the boundary issue as well as other bilateral, regional and international relations. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said India will amend existing regulations and introduce new rules over the next 2 months to address concerns raised by companies seeking to set up manufacturing operations in the country. Speaking during a program in Tokyo, Mr. Goyal said the government was willing to address issues faced by investors where the demands were fair and justified. India has stressed the need for diversified, adequate, predictable and sustained international financing to support land restoration and strengthen resilience to drought. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupinder Yadav made the remarks while addressing the ministerial dialogue on innovative financial mechanisms for healthy land and drought resilience during the 17th session of the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. Indian agencies have brought back three absconding gangsters linked to the Bambiha gang apprehended in Malaysia. In a social media post, Home Minister's office informed that the men named Jaspreet Singh, Ajay Singh and Pavandeep Singh have been brought back to India and sent into police custody. The accused are linked to multiple crimes, including extortion, cross-border arms and narco trafficking and a foiled grenade attack in Ludhiana. The 9th National Security Strategies Conference began in New Delhi this afternoon. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing the conference. Over 850 officers from various security forces and police officers from across the country are deliberating on various contemporary matters. This annual strategic conference enables coordination among intelligence, paramilitary and police leadership on internal security, border management and emerging threats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon young diplomats to build strong grassroots-level engagement in their countries of posting and deepen India's connection with local communities. Interacting with IFS officer trainees of the 2025 batch at Seva Teerth today, Mr. Modi encouraged the officer trainees to expand their networks beyond traditional diplomatic circles and deepen engagement with people. Heavy rain and waterlogging have disrupted traffic movement across Delhi NCR. In Gurugram, schools, colleges and offices have been advised to operate online tomorrow to avoid traffic congestion. Flight operations at Delhi Airport were also affected with 14 flights, including two international flights, diverted. In cricket, Sri Lanka were 8-2 at stumps on a rain-marred day 2 of second test in Colombo. Earlier, India declared their first innings at 503-9. For visitors, Dhruv Jurel produced a flawless display of risk-free batting to score an unbeaten 115. And that is the end of this news bulletin.